This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Some cities in Colorado put limits on how many roommates can share one home, but a new law signed by Governor Polis Monday will put an end to that. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In Fort Collins, only three people can share a home unless they're family. In Boulder, it's five, but those cities and others may have to revise or eliminate their occupancy limits this summer. The new law says that Colorado's local governments can no longer set an arbitrary limit on how many unrelated people can live together. Instead, they'll have to have a justification, such as health or fire safety, before they enact restrictions on roommates. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The owners of the shuttered Return to Nature funeral home in southern Colorado now face federal fraud charges. Carrie and John Halford were indicted by a federal grand jury last week. They were arrested in El Paso County Sunday on the new charges. The couple is charged with taking thousands of dollars in customer money for burials and cremations, but not performing those promised services. A new CU Boulder study finds that the pandemic fueled an epidemic of loneliness for older adults. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
More than half of study participants still spend more time at home and less time socializing in public places. Participants cite fear of infection and uncomfortable and hostile social dynamics. Three-quarters dine out less. Two-thirds visit cultural and arts venues less. Researchers worry about the loss of brief, spontaneous interactions in public. They say for adults who live alone, that brief, unplanned exchange with a cashier may be the only friendly smile they see that day. More than 7,000 people over age 55 in every state participated in the study. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some of the world's best amateur boxers are in Pueblo this week for the USA Boxing International Invitational. The competition features top boxers from around the world who are expected to appear in this year's Summer Olympics in Paris. More than 120 boxers from 17 countries are attending the Invitational. This is CPR News.